Hi, I'm Audie Vermeula, and this is my podcast on What is Fear?
Fear is an unpleasant emotion that is caused by a belief that someone or something is dangerous, which is likely to cause pain or a threat. An example of this would be the lure of fear, which generally refers to how humans might seek out scary situations. The lure of fear is due to the fact that when one is afraid, the person is under intense pressure, as a person won't know the next thing that'll happen to him or her. Why is fear needed on a daily lifestyle? From the time we're infants, we are equipped with the survival instincts necessary to respond with the fear when we sense danger or feel unsafe. Fear is used in life in general, like in books, poems, so basically that anything that involves humans or animals. In humans, it involves a biochemical response as well as a high individual emotional response. In books and poems, the author uses many techniques such as suspense and foreshadowing, but there are plenty more that they use. Fear can be healthy. It is programmed into your nervous system, and it gives you survival instincts that you need to keep yourself safe from danger. Some fun facts about fear are that fears are not caused by one big scary event. Fears usually take multiple scary events for them to develop and turn into a phobia. Another fun fact is that stress hormones enhance fear extinction. And the third fact is that virtual reality is used for more than gaming. At Virtual Reality Medical Center, or VRMC, patients with phobias and anxiety are exposed to their fears through a unique form of exposure therapy. The fear of heights, flying, and enclosed spaces are the three most common fears that are developed at VRMC. And finally, the rarest fear of all is the fear of bathing, which also seems a little disgusting. Let's talk about fear in some of the stories you read. In The Fall House of Usher, Poe suggested in the story that the denial of fears can lead to the madness and insanity. This is clearly shown through the weakening of Roderick Usher's mind and resulting in the impact of the narrator of the story just not being there, not being himself. Another example of this is in The Raven, where the narrator's fear of imminent doomed fate is conveyed through the suggested volume of his cries, "Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if the bird or devil." And finally, Joyce Carol Oates' short story, "Where Is Here," explores the fear by showing the themes of violence and masculinity. Overall, fear is a factor that, good or bad, we still need it in our lives. So in the end, there's nothing we can do about it. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.